that clay.
You're saying that sandy soil is considered good for growing?
Sandy soil? Well, I think so. It's, I don't know, it grows better vegetables, I'll say that much, and you can work it better.
Well, what do people around here consider poor soil, soil that won't grow hardly anything at all?
Clay. Soil is just kind of just where clay comes to the surface. It doesn't grow much anything. It grows good Johnson, well, not even good Johnson grass, it grows Johnson grass, and that's about all.
Farmers have any trouble with any kind of weeds besides Johnson grass?
Yeah. Besides Johnson grass, cuckleburrs, and bloodweed, and sunflowers, and I don't know.
Yeah, crabgrass?
We got crabgrass around here, but we have more trouble with it in the yard where you're trying to grow good San Augustine grass and anything else. It gets in the way. We don't take the care about crabgrass.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, I don't suppose it's still done nowadays, but used to, women would set aside one particular day for doing, you know, the dairy clothes and all that. Do you remember that?
Oh, yes. Monday was always wash day.
Right.
Yeah, Monday was always wash day, and Tuesday, I don't know what to do. Friday was already, no, shut. Saturday was a shopping day. They do all the shopping on Saturday. Everybody come to town then. All the farmers would come to town. It'd be about two or three times as many people in town on Saturday as we on any other day. And all bring wagons in. And they had wagon yards. They'd park the wagons over there and do wagon yards.
Can you remember when people came in from the country, if you've ever heard city people ever make fun of because of the way they look, or the fact that they kind of stand out?
They're called hillbillies. Hillbillies or yokels, cornballs.
Cornball.
Yeah. They're called most anything.
Have you ever heard people around here call them old country hoosiers?
Country who?
Hoosier.
I don't believe so. I've heard them call them most everything else.
Have you ever heard anybody use the word podunk to describe anything?
Podunk? Well, podunk would always be the name of some town. It would be about the last stop out in the woods.
Way out in the sticks.
Way out in the sticks. They'd go somewhere and they didn't like it, they'd call it, well, I went to Podunk today. didn't think much of Podunk. Now, Podunk was just the jumping off place. I was just about as far as I want to go.
Well, talk about names for people. Do you have any idea what colored people around here would prefer to be called nowadays?
Colored people would be called blacks.
Blacks?
For sure would. Now, that's hard for me to believe, but that's what they tell me. I always call them colored. I mean, I get disgusted at them sometimes, call them niggers, but they sure don't like that name. They call each other niggers, because they want white people to call them that.
Well, when they call each other niggers, is that an insult or what?
No, they just carrying on, having a good time.
Oh, I see.
They be called,